I think we've done fantastically well on the JPT. You know, coming into that first game against Walsall, who were the top side in League One at the time, and beating them 2-0 at home was a great achievement. Going away to Bury, who were the form side in the country at the time when we played them, and beating them 1-0 again was an unbelievable achievement by the players. And then going to another very good Rochdale side of League One again the other night and winning 1-0 again. So we've done really, really well in that competition, and we're looking to progress again. We're into the semi-finals of the Northern area. You know, we're only a couple of ties away from being at Wembley now, so, you know, everyone should really be getting behind the club for that one. It's we've got to the stage now where, you know, it gets really exciting. It's down to the nitty-gritty, four teams left. You can all go and play the Southern winner at Wembley. So, but we put that to one side now after the fantastic results on Tuesday night. But obviously, in the FA Cup, we've got a replay, massive game financially for the club, plus the opportunity to get to one step closer to round three, where the Premiership boys come in. So we know who our opponents will be if we can beat Dagenham, and we've got a fantastic opportunity. That's not to being disrespectful to the two teams that we've got to play to get to that round three. But everyone's positive, everyone's confident, and as you say, there is a good cup fever around the place at the minute.
With Dagenham and then possibly Whitehawk, that's a real opportunity to get through to the third round, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Again, I'm not being disrespectful. It's Dagenham have had a poor start to the season. They find themselves bottom of the division, but a lot of the players that have been playing that maybe have, you know, caused them to be to the bottom aren't playing at the minute. They've been replaced by very good loan signings. They've got a couple of lads who come back from suspension and injury, which has given them a lift. You know, we knew it would be a tough game down there on the day. The pitch didn't play particularly well. The conditions were very blustery. It became a bit of a battle. But we've got them home now, and as you say, it's a fantastic opportunity for us. They've lost the last game against Oxford on Wednesday night in the JPT. So we won't underestimate them. We'll pay them the respect that they deserve, but it's a game that we're hoping to win, and we'll certainly give it our all to win that particular game. And as you say, in the next round, we know who we've got a confident South side who are doing particularly well at their own level. They've had a good win in the first round. They seem to be an ambitious club. They've got good players in the ranks who know our level, League Two level and above, you know, in their squad down there. So again, if we do get through, they'll get the respect that they deserve. But again, you know, about ourselves, we should be looking to win at home. The Carlisle third round draw, you know, I don't think the lads will take too much motivating for those two games coming up, and certainly in the JPT game as well.